November 23rd, Jesus says, I always give twofold, threefold, a hundredfold, an unlimited amount as compensation for what you do not give. For I love you, children, and I judge you with a sternness which love tempers. I thus do not pay you as your iniquities demand, but feel the need to help you more strongly than the need for punishment, for I see you are unfortunate, and suffer from seeing you as such. Probe into my punishment since man has existed. You will see that I have always sought to save whoever had barely a bit of goodness within. Those saved in the scourges with which I punished men who had become embezzlers, sacrilegious, thieves, and assassins were not perfectly just. But I saw in them the effort to be just, and that little bit, though minimal, of justice, which represented their whole capacity to be such, was enough for me. And can a father who has a feeble, but willing son mock him, because he is not a hardy worker, a tireless walker, a strong one not wearied by anything? No, but, rather, he strives to make up for the son's insufficiencies, and does so with anxious care, so that the son will not realize, and be humiliated by it. And can your Father in heaven, the Holy Father, act differently? I precede you, I place aids in your hands, and do this so carefully that you don't realize and think you are capable of so much. No, children. It is I that do three-fourths of the work in you, you do the rest with your will. Maria, do you think that you would have been able to do what you can by yourself? Oh, poor daughter. You would still be a beginner in love, and taking your first steps on the way of perfection. But I have taken you, instructed you, carried you. Like a wind snatching away a flower alongside a road, I have uplifted you over the lust and mire, and carried you into the light. I will bear you increasingly into it, if you second me with your will. But how many possess an upright will? Few, too few. Therefore, in spite of all my care, you do not progress. 20 centuries have passed since a voice said, what a saying had already said. Prepare the ways of the Lord. But the ways are rendered increasingly obstructed by your evil will enslaved to the beast, who as you pile up mountains of pride, create fissures of sin, crooked ways of deceit, and valleys of sloth. How can the holy shepherd gather together his dispersed flock, if the sheep are not first assembled around the rod of his word? Here I am. I am coming to feed my lambs once more, and to sustain the sheep that suckle, that is, the ministers of Christ who give you the milk of his word. Leave aside what is not my pasture land. Gather around the cross. It is the banner of victory over all man's enemies. All the enemies. The external ones constituted by wars, pestilences, and famine. The internal ones, which are doubly, incalculably destructive, constituted by a worldly spirit, rationalism, the threefold idolatry, the intrigues of Satan. Open your eyes, O men. Remove from them the scale which has piled up so much error for you and see me. Me as I am, in all my power as the triune God, your creator, redeemer, and enlivener. Humble your proud clay which is not capable of anything eternal, and recognize this nothingness of yours, which is great, only if God breathes into it by being in your spirits. Humble your intelligence, which is mine, because I have infused it into you, and always think of what I am, and what you are. There is no need for ponderous works of science to come to believe. The most beautiful book is the universe, which I have created from nothing, and without man's help. Be able to read the name of God therein, and by looking at the immensity of the firmament, begin to grasp my immensity, by looking at the movement of the stars, begin to grasp my power. Atoms of dust on the little speck rotating in space which you call Earth, a mote carried along by God's breath and passing swiftly alongside other motes like itself, don't you feel your pride breaking to pieces, if you contemplate the firmament beyond which I am? Fleeting beings lasting just an instant of eternity, don't you begin to comprehend my eternity, whose duration is a bottomless abyss into which the millennia, pulsations of my energy, sink? Come back to the Lord, whom you have left. He, in his threefold quality, will once again be the creator of the good which you have destroyed, savior of the good which has remained for you, enlivener for the good which you are no longer able to serve now. Come, I will take you, if you give me yourselves.